Are you not getting the results you really want out of social media? I think I know what may be going on. We'll talk about it on today's edition of Coach's Corner. Today's edition of Coach's Corner is brought to you by The Marketing Network, themarketingnetwork.tv, profitable marketing training for business owners who want to get results fast. Use offer code COACH and save 25% on your subscription. Today's episode is Making Better Social Connections, and you're going to love what I have in store for you today. Hey friends, Robert Imbrielli here. Thank you for joining me again for another episode of Coach's Corner. I'm really excited about doing this. I've really been enjoying some of the feedback that's been coming to me. One of the things that came up in the past couple of weeks was this idea of social media. A lot of people ask about social media and they're not quite sure, you know, how to make it work for them. A lot of people complain that it doesn't work for them. I've actually worked with many business owners in the past. You're going to love this. That come to me and they say, you know what? Social media does not work. Period. Does not work. It's not my thing. It's not something I want to do. It doesn't work. And I start to ask questions and I say, okay, well, social media doesn't work. I kind of get that. Who are you following? Who's on your social media list? And they go, I don't know, just a bunch of people. Well, that's part of the problem, right? You've got the wrong people. You're following the wrong people is probably why social media isn't working for you. I'll give you an example. I was at a seminar recently and one of the speakers who was up before me was asked that question from the audience. Who should I follow? Right? Very common question. Who should I follow? And her response to the audience was, follow Ashton Kutcher. Follow Madonna. Follow, and I thought, okay, yeah, if you're into entertainment and you want to keep up on what the stars are doing, that may be a good thing to do. But if you're in it to build a business, how is that going to help you? Do you think those people are actually going to look at your posts and buy from you? Yeah, probably not. It's possible. It could happen. I'm not going to say it's never going to happen. It could happen, but the probability is very, very, very low, right? So what you want to do instead is you want to start really by looking at the people that you're following and making the decisions on who you're following. I go through a little process when I start following people. What I do is I start to look at their profile. So I call this thinking before you connect, right? So I look at their profile. I start to read some of the posts that they've done, especially on Facebook. I might go back 6 months. And I go down their profile and look at what they're sharing. Some people don't share anything. Some people don't post very often. Those are probably not the best people to follow because there's not much engagement, not much interaction. Maybe they don't use Facebook all that much, so I don't bother with them as much. But I do look and I say, okay, number one, who else are they friends with? Are they, in other words, are they in my circle, yes or no? And you'll find it. You look at their friends and you look at how many mutual friends. I have a new rule of thumb. I don't really look to follow people unless we have 100 or more mutual friends. And that's not a hard, fast rule, but that's something that I'm doing recently. I'm looking at it and I'm saying, okay, this person knows 80, 90, 100 people that I already know, or they're connected with them as well. They're probably in the same circle, right? And you go down, you look at the mutual friends and you look at the kind of things they're posting. You look at what they do for a living, right? I go through that and I say, okay, is this person someone that I think that I might enjoy interacting with? If so, I hit the, you know, request, friend requests on Facebook and I say, hey, let's be friends. You know, there's a lot of the stuff that we have in common. And, you know, probably you're going to like the posts that I'm doing and probably I'm going to like the posts that you're doing as well. And that makes it, you know, viable. That makes it a lot of fun. And, you know, when it comes to, okay, I'm time to promote my business. Well, you know what? A lot of these people are the people that would buy from me on a regular basis. They're business owners, coaches, trainers, authors, that kind of thing. Those are the kind of people that would hire me to help them get bigger reach, maybe help them with their podcast, you know, something like this, or help them get their book marketed, or help them with anything on the web. You know, maybe they're doing funnels or maybe they're doing email marketing and such. They need a little bit of help there. I can offer them assistance in that realm. And it's really a lot of fun for me because then social media is a place I want to come to because when I look at my feed, I see a lot of good stuff. I see a lot of people sharing the kind of struggles that they're running into. And of course, when I look at that and I see somebody struggling on something, I go, ooh, topic for the podcast, right? And it's kind of great because I can answer a lot of the questions that they have. Sometimes I jump on if there's time. If there's no time, I'm just browsing it. That's fine too. But I really pay attention. I've done this since the very beginning. Now, when I had no followers, right, when I was just getting started, what I used to do is I used to go to people who do similar things to what I do. So I went to other marketers, for instance, other people who are in the marketing industry, other people who are coaches. And what I did is I went down their list and see who they're following. And I started to follow the people that they're following. Now, why in the world would I do this? Why would I, quote unquote, hijack their followers? Well, because I wanted to create a similar market to them. I wanted to create a similar audience, if you will, to those people. They had already done the work, and I just went out and started following a lot of the same people. Boom, I all of a sudden I had an audience of people that I really wanted to follow. Rather than, I know a lot of people just say, oh, it's all in the numbers. You got to have big numbers. You got to have big numbers. Really? I can tell you story after story of people who have hundreds of thousands of followers in various networks and make no money from them. So it's not about the numbers. I can prove that again and again. It's not about how many people are following you. It literally is about having the right people following you. So, you know, here's one of the things that I always tell people. Having more followers is not always better. You might think, well, more followers, that's got to be good. You know, I've got to look. Maybe I'll go and I'll look for, you know, 400,000, 500,000 followers. Maybe I'll go buy them. Maybe I'll hire a service that'll help me build my Twitter following and all this kind of stuff. Great. I've done it. I've tested it. I thought maybe it might be an idea. You know, it turned out not to be a very good idea at all. You know, it was just like, hey, I've got a lot of followers, but no interaction, no engagement. I don't know who these people are. They don't know me. It's just like, oh, okay, we're connected on Twitter. So what? What does that really produce for you? I got to tell you, nothing, you know, nothing at all. So it's not the way you want to go. Instead, what you really want to be doing is you want to be looking to follow the right people. And what I mean by the right people is people who, as I mentioned before, are either in your marketplace or are potential customers or clients that you could do business with. So in other words, I will look at that and I'll say, okay, if I'm looking to work with coaches, fellow coaches, because, you know, I know the coaching world, I know how to build a coaching practice, I know how to get more coaching customers, that sort of thing. And there are a lot of coaches out there who don't know that part. They're really good at what they do. They're the masters at their craft. But when it comes to marketing, you know, deer in the headlights. I have no clue, no idea. I work with photographers and videographers. I work with doctors, dentists, you know, that kind of thing, because they don't understand marketing. I do, and I can apply a marketing model to most any business, including a farm. And a lot of you know that that's one of the things that I've been doing over the past few years, working with a farm to build their business. And really, the marketing is really the key element that's missing with a lot of businesses. So I'm looking for businesses that could benefit from what I know how to do. That's what I call following the right people. So, you know, if you look at my Facebook feed, and you certainly you can, and you can look at all my friends, all the people I'm following, you know, you'll see that there are a lot of authors in there. There are a lot of coaches, there are a lot of trainers, speakers, you know, that kind of professional, because those are the people that I do business with. Those are the people I hang out with. Those are the people I really enjoy learning from, and they enjoy learning from me. And there's this great symbiotic kind of relationship. So for me, social media is profitable. For me, social media is fun because I really take the time to make it work. I take the time to make sure that, you know, I'm getting the right people on there. Now, what are the right people? Let's look at that for a minute, because a lot of people need to know some bullet points, right? So I hate PowerPoints, by the way. I'm using them because I know some people have asked me for them. But, you know, if it were up to me, there'd be no PowerPoints here. Anyway, the right people, they share an interest in your industry. Number one, that's pretty easy, right? Number two, they may be your perfect customer. They may not be. They may be sort of an imperfect customer, but they may still be a customer. Not always have to be a customer, but they might be your perfect customers. They're kind of the right people also engage with you, and they engage with the content that you post. Now, engaging with you, engaging with your content sounds the same, but it's two different things. Engaging with you, they may direct message you. They may comment on your post rather than just hitting the like button. They may actually post comments and provide feedback, that sort of thing. Those are really the right people that you want to follow. And they post content that you personally want to engage with as well. And when you look at it from that perspective, you say, okay, if my Facebook feed is filled with people who are posting things that I enjoy, what are the odds I'm going to come back to Facebook more often? What are the odds that I'm going to comment more often? What are the odds that I'm going to make more and more connections? Well, that's how social media works, right? For those people who tell me that social media doesn't work for them, I ask them a simple question. I say, if you were in a room full of people who might be your perfect customer, and it was a networking event, and you went into that networking event, how many business cards do you leave with on the average night? And most people say, you know, I don't like those events. And I'm like, well, why don't you like those events? Well, I don't get to talk to anybody. Well, what do you mean you don't get to talk to anybody? I go to the events, some of the worst networking events I've ever been to. 5 people, 6 people in the room, right? I leave with business cards. Always do. I meet everybody I possibly can. I talk to as many people as I can, because I know that that's a powerful solution, a powerful thing to do in order to find new customers. You really need to be able to do that. So if you're the type of person who goes into those kind of situations and doesn't meet anybody, doesn't walk out with a lot of business cards and you do the same thing on social media, you're playing the same game on social media, you're not going to win. It's not going to be a good thing for you. So you got to learn to kind of get out of your shell a little bit. And one of the things that I always tell people to do is keep it clean. And one of the things that you may want to look at your feed too, and you know, keep it clean, because it'll attract you back in. It'll be a lot more fun. So be liberal, and not in the political sense. Be liberal, be easy. Don't have a lot of rules around it when removing or unfollowing people. So I do that a lot. People post stuff that, you know what, I'm not enjoying. It's not fun for me or whatever. Gone. I can unfollow them, or I can remove them, unfriend them, that kind of thing. It's not the end of the world. And let your followers, let them know that they can unfriend and unfollow you too. If you post anything that they find offensive or don't agree with or whatnot, let it go. I mean, don't get upset about it if somebody removes you. It's fine. And the third point here is regularly go out and clean your list of friends and followers. This is a big one. Facebook is really, really big on this, and they will give you better post reach. When you post something, more people will see it, the cleaner your list of friends is. So you can go on your Facebook page, you can look at your friends, and you can scroll what seems like forever, and you'll find that you'll see that there's profiles with no picture. It's just this little gray box, a little stick design of a head, you know, that kind of thing. Those profiles are usually turned off. Unfollow those people. Get them off your list. They're gone anyway. You're not losing anything. Get rid of them. Keep your list clean. I do this about once every 6 months, you know, sitting by the TV or something. I just flip on my iPad and flip through, remove, and get rid of all these people, because it helps with your post reach. It helps with your post engagement, right? You don't want a bunch of dead people, or people who are, you know, dead in terms of their account. They're not active, not physically dead. Well, that happens too. You don't want a whole bunch of people on your list who aren't engaging with you. You want the more active people, and that creates a better stream. Now, you might say, well, Rob, I don't have any time for this. This sounds like an awful lot of work. And I would say to you, yes, it is. But, you know, building a business does require a lot of work. Right? It's never going to be easy. It's never going to be quick and easy to push a button and off it goes. And, you know, your business is just going to take off like that. It doesn't normally work that way. So it takes effort. You gotta make the time for it. And social media is just one of those things. You know, in the past it was email. Email is really trailing off. A lot of people just aren't even reading email anymore. I've got it open on my computer, but honestly, I don't use it anymore. Probably 90% of the communication I have with potential customers and existing customers is through, believe it or not, listen up, don't fall off your chair here, Facebook Messenger. Right, that's how we communicate, Facebook Messenger today, or text messaging, or Skype, or something like that. But it's almost never now am I using email. So social media is the new communication tool, and you know, I'm not a lover of Facebook. I got to tell you something, you know, if I didn't have to use it for business, I probably wouldn't be using it. But I learned to like it over the years, because I found that, you know, it's just a tool, and that's how I think of it. It's just a tool, and it allows me to connect with so many people. I've rekindled relationships that have been long lost, some more than 30 years gone, and you know, you're able to rekindle them. But also in a business sense, you get to meet a lot of people that maybe you would love to do business with, but haven't been able to for so long. You know, and Facebook has allowed that, allowed those kind of connections, and is allowing me to build my business, because I'm finding new people on Facebook, primarily Facebook for me. It's Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram to a very lesser extent, and then Twitter. You know, I've got, you know, 12,000 people following me now, and it's like it doesn't really produce anything. So it's a big number. Again, the audience is just, it just, yeah, I guess they never see the tweets, is the issue, right? So there's not a whole, I don't put a whole lot of energy there. But Facebook is where the energy is right now. 5 years from now, that may be a different story. I may look back at this episode and go, oh my God, what was I thinking? Facebook, what's gone now? You know, it's not even a thing. It's like talking about MySpace today, right? What happened to that thing? That was the up and coming social network. But that's just the way it is. And I think when you're looking at that from a business perspective, you've got to carve out time in your day for it. So I have social media breaks. I have social media break. First thing in the morning, go in, check, see what messages are there. Close it. Don't leave it open, because there's always stuff happening and you don't want to be distracted. And then, you know, around lunchtime, I may take a little lunch break. And before I go, I'll just check in on social media real quick. Maybe I'll post something. And then at the end of the day, I'll do the same thing, check in again. But you got to, you know, make sure you get your work done. Make sure you're doing what the core of your business is, and not getting so carried away with the social media. Okay, last item I want to let you know here. And this is one that you're going to like, this one, because I think it's really a powerful one. And here it is. Post, baby, post. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, pretty simple. When you are in a social media realm, if you're not being social, if you're not sharing, how are people going to know what's going on? Now, I don't mean posting your personal crises and your personal struggles and strifes. And, you know, if you want prayer requests, that's great. You know, that kind of thing. But I really want you to post on a regular basis. Get in the habit of posting and say, what in the world do I post? Well, what intrigues you? What are some of the things you find that you like on Facebook? You can take those. You can share those out to your timeline if you want. A lot of times I share quotes that I find. I love motivational quotes. Right? I have a whole album on my iPhone filled with photos of quotes. And when I don't have anything to post, I'll just grab one of those and put one of those up. Maybe I'll put a comment, maybe whatever, a conversation starter, if you will. Or a little bit of news, what I'm planning to do, why I'm doing it, when I'm starting it, you know, that kind of thing. I'll put those kind of things in place and post. So you got to get in the habit. And I think this is real important. It's sort of like one of those things you see a lot of people not doing in their business and being engaged in it. And social media, posting on social media is being engaged with your business. And if you don't know what to post, then that's the first thing you got to figure out during the day. What am I going to post? I have a folder on my computer that when I find things or I think of a quote or I think of an item that I want to share, OneNote is a really great tool for that. I just type it in there, leave it there. And when it comes time to do my little social media break and I'm ready to get in there, I've already got content. I already, you know, got something that, you know, maybe a full thought, maybe a spark of an idea, maybe a full post or whatever. And I'll take that and I will put that up on Facebook. So it helps me post a little bit more often, right? And it keeps people engaged. Not only does it keep them engaged, Facebook recognizes, hey, you're a person who posts on a regular basis. Your posts are going to get seen by more people. As you know, there's so much content coming at Facebook that there's no possible way. I've got 2,500 people that I follow on Facebook or friends on Facebook. There's no possible way I'm going to see everything that they post, right? Impossible. So Facebook has an algorithm and it shows me the more popular posts. It does the same thing for you. That's why you're not going to see everything that I post. I'm not going to see everything you post. But the more you post, the more you get more people to see. So if I post 10 times in a week, I increase the odds that all 2,500 people that are my friends on Facebook are going to see at least one of those posts. Not all of them, but at least one of those posts are going to show up in their newsfeed at some point during that week. So you got to play the odds a little bit. It's a little bit of that kind of game. You know, it's just like email has always been. You know, sometimes they're not going to see every email. We always said that people read every third or fifth email. That seems to be the truth with Facebook as well. They see every third or fifth post. Well, that means you got to post more often. Some people will suggest you post in the morning. And you post the same thing later in the day because, you know, it'll show up differently in the algorithm and different people will see it. I haven't played a whole lot with that, but there's some merit there. So post something in the morning, post something at noon, post something in the evening. You're not like, it's not like emailing people. People have this idea that if I post that often, it's like emailing. They're getting it. No, most of your people aren't even seeing it. So it's okay to post more often. They're going to see one here, one there. They're not going to see them all. That's just not going to happen. That's just not the way Facebook really works. So I'm going to leave you with that for right now. I'm going to really think about your list and the people that you're following. Feel free to unfollow people who are posting stuff that, you know, just has no value to you whatsoever. I get rid of a lot of the political stuff, a lot of the hate speech and things like that. Those people, gone. It was like, I have no tolerance for it, and you probably don't either. It's just not a place for it. Really, Facebook, I come to it. I want to see people who are doing things, who are excited, who have goals, who are achieving their goals, who have accomplishments, you know, and that's what people want to read about. So that's what I'm going to be posting about. That's what you should be posting about. And make sure you go through your friends list on a regular basis. Clean them up. Get rid of the bad guys. Get rid of the duds. Get rid of the people who don't engage. Get rid of the people who have closed their accounts or paused their accounts or are no longer active on Facebook. It doesn't help you. It hurts you. So get rid of them. Go through that process every 6 months or so and clean it up. And this is true of all the networks, by the way, not just Facebook. I'm sort of focused on Facebook because I know we're all there and that's where I put the most of my energy. But it holds true for all of the networks that you might be playing in. So with that, I want to thank you for watching today. I'll just give you a couple of messages here from our sponsors. Sponsors, the marketingnetwork.tv, as you know, really great place to learn about marketing. We're going to be doing some more interviews. We're going to be putting some more interviews up. I'm right now booking people, and we're having some amazing conversations of things that they want to come and talk about. I'm really excited. You're seeing on your screen right now people like Adam Urbanski and Silvika Roska. Now, here is an amazing woman. You'll see here in the middle, Silvika Roska. And for those of you who are listening on the audio podcast, I'm sorry you can't see the visual, but Silvika and I came into studio. And she came up with the idea, and she said, well, we want to talk about live streaming. So many people want to get involved in live streaming, but don't know where to begin. So we did a little class, and quite a mini course, if you will, how to get started with live streaming. And one of the things we talked about in that course was, how do you overcome the fear of getting on camera, right? That's a big thing for a lot of people. How do you overcome the fear? So we talked about that. We said, okay, how do you overcome the fear of getting on camera? And we said, okay, let's talk about the tools that you need to get started. What's the easiest way, quickest way to get started? Well, that's just one of the courses that are available there on the Marketing Network, marketingnetwork.tv. I invite you to go take a look, and I'll give you another clue. Save 25% on your subscription, right? When you use the offer code COACH. So another gift for you if you want to join it. It's the marketingnetwork.tv, and I'll get myself out of the way so you can actually see the domain name, www.themarketingnetwork.tv. Go have a look. Go look at the courses that are there. And like I said, there's more courses being recorded, booking people right now. And if you know someone that we should be talking to, send them my way. I'll leave you my email address as well. If you want to email me any questions, comments, or whatever, robert@ultimatewealth.com. Same email address now since July of 1999. Haven't changed my email address. So if you knew it back then, it's still the same one, still works just the same way. Probably has more spam filters, more spam protection than it did back then, but it's still the same email address, robert@ultimatewealth.com. With that, I want to say thank you, everyone. Thank you for watching. I appreciate your comments, your feedback. And if you want me to talk about anything specific, please drop me a line. I'd be happy to do that as well. And I wish you well, and we'll talk to you on the next episode. Thanks so much, everyone. Have a great day.